Hi Bernice, thank you for tuning in. This is your host, Charlotte Zhao. Today, I met up with my friend who's doing Entrepreneur First. And again, we compared our notes. It was pretty enjoyable to see how things work differently. And in the base facts haven't changed because EF encourages people to pair up quickly, partly because the overall program is a lot shorter. And to my slight surprise, they actually have publicized ratings of each pairing for everyone to see. So they rate groups based on the likelihood of funding. It's perhaps not a bad idea. But, I don't know, it just reminds me too much of Chinese schools where they publish your grades for everyone to see. And in some sense, it provides some motivation, but it also makes it more competitive. I guess you have to be in the environment to know. Plus, on top of it, not everyone has been paired. So out of the 11 teams formed last week, 7 broke up. 7 broke up. That's a lot. Ratio-wise, you know, shows how people... But the interesting thing is... EF actually took in some sort of co-founders, teams that was already working on stuff. But according to the stats they've gathered over the past 10 cohorts, about 75% of those quote-unquote existing teams end up breaking up. Partly because I suppose when you look for a co-founder independently, while some people can get lucky, find the best match, oftentimes it isn't the case. But in terms of how do you emotionally assess whether you found the right co-founder, I think a question to ask yourself is, if the co-founder isn't there, would the company still exist? So you want someone irreplaceable, essentially. That makes you a very strong team. When there are too much overlaps, two people will end up just butting heads. Yeah, I mean, besides that, it was just a fun day out with friends. And I think... you know, London has rewarded us with amazing weather over the weekend. It would be a shame to not enjoy it. But I've also proudly prepared packed lunch for myself for tomorrow. And I intend to do that going forward. This is a great new habit, and I think I'll do it as long as we don't have like full lunch breaks, because I only want to get food from White Cross Market. But even then, it's healthier and cheaper to cook for yourself. And a friend of mine who's been bringing lunch for herself actually also shared how she got the surprise benefit of not feeling bloated ever again. She, in the past, even accepted being bloated as part of life. Yeah, we just sometimes really don't know what's been put in the food that we buy. Anyways, that's it for today. Thank you for tuning in. As always, appreciate your effort and progress. See you tomorrow.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.